song to another. This is New Country 93.5.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
New Country 93.5. Need to know.
It is 6:02 on your Tuesday morning. 10 degrees, feeling like 7. Good morning. Cloudy today with a high of 15. Supposed to be the same, but sunny tomorrow. Tonight's overnight low plus 3. The Liberals still lead national polls with just a bit more than 43% of the vote, a little more than 5 points ahead of the Conservatives. Last week's debates not really moving the needle. Speaking of the election, an Elections Canada poll worker in the GTA has been reassigned to an administrative position after multiple complaints that they tried to influence voters. Apparently a poll worker at Teston Village Public School in the King Vaughan region was trying to get people to vote for the conservative candidate in the area. Elections Canada say the worker will no longer have contact with voters. What do you have to do to get fired around there? My goodness. Speaking of Elections Canada, they want you to know that your ballot will count whether you mark it with a pen or a pencil. Doesn't matter. Apparently, and I know you'll find this shocking, some false claims have been made on social media. I know. People posting stuff about voters being forced to use pencils to mark their ballots because there's a conspiracy. And pencil marks can be altered more easily, so voters should bring pens to avoid the possibility of ballot tampering. Elections Canada says hogwash. Poll workers are required by law to provide voters with black lead pencils, but a pen works just as well, so go in and bring one if you want. They say they use pencils because they don't dry up like pens. That's not ideal when they dry up. Or, you know, pens can leak, which can spoil your ballot. People are doing the ice bucket challenge again. Remember that? From 2014, people dumping buckets of ice on their heads on the socials to raise money and awareness for ALS. Well, it's been resurrected by the University of South Carolina. This time around to reduce the stigma around mental health and advocate for suicide prevention. So don't be surprised if someone nominates you to get dumped on soon. The Jays lost 7-0 to the Astros last night in the first of their 3-game series in Houston. But the great thing about baseball is another game tonight. Game 2 tonight, first pitch at 8:10. And Leafs, Senators, the so-called Battle of Ontario. Ario. Round 1, Game 2 tonight. Puck drop just after 7:30.
I can't get my day started without a little New Country.
Thanks for starting your day with Paul McGuire.
It helps get me energized and ready to start my day.
New Country.
93.5.
All right, lined up for you on this Tuesday morning, Samara Church and Dean Brody on the way. This guy's got an album coming out next month called For Recreational Use Only. This is Blake Shelton in Texas, New Country, 93.5.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard her word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
"Where's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question. No telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country.
93.5.
Banjo.
I'm from the country. You're from the city. I drive a truck. You think that's silly? There's another side of me you know you like to see. Ain't that right? Oh, that's right. I got my money in my pocket. A girl beside me, a little bottle rocket. There's a finger on her lips and a swagger in her hips. Tonight, tonight, tonight. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart flutter like a dildo whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor. Feel that rumbling sound. I might have grown up in a barn, but I can bring down the house. I'm wearing camels. Y'all hashtag this. This party's raging. You won't want to miss. All my buddies turning up. Parking lot is full of trucks. Hang on tight, hang on tight. Oh, my, my, my. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart rock, flutter like a tilt-a whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor. Feel that rumble and sound. Might have grown up in a barn, but I can bring down the house. And we go down, 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 down. The club goes round.
Bring down the house, New Country 93.5. Paul with you on a Tuesday morning. It is 6:11. As everybody knows, Pope Francis died yesterday of a stroke and irreversible heart failure following a long bout of double pneumonia. He'd actually fallen into a coma before he passed. He was 88. A friend of mine, we were talking yesterday about wondering if he had actually maybe passed away on Easter, and they decided to say he did not. But maybe not. Maybe not. You know, you don't want Easter to be the anniversary of when the Pope died. So you can kind of understand why they would say that. 7:35 local time, Monday, Easter Monday. I don't suppose it makes a difference, Sunday or Monday. The funeral is going to take place on Saturday at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. Here's something you might not have known about the Pope. He was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires, Argentina. How about that? The Pope was a bouncer. So he was, I don't know if there's a correlation to make here between him allowing people. He was guarding the gates of the, you see where I'm going with this. The Pope was once guarding the gates of a particular nightclub in Buenos Aires. And now, you know, kind of like trying to make sure that people get in through the gates of heaven. How about that? He also once owned a Harley, but it's not clear if he ever rode it. Was given to him by the company, by Harley Davidson in 2013. He auctioned it off the following year. He also, this guy sounded like he was a good hang. Due respect. He vowed he would baptize aliens. Somebody said, hey, if aliens came down and like from outer space, would you baptize them? He said, yeah, if they asked for it. Sounds like he was a good hang. A bouncer, a Harley owner, and an alien baptizer. Here's Eric Church, New Country 93.5.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done. We're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go.
To lasso the new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason, $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers. Yay!
Sully, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
One, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stake your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Breaking.
Your deals are on at No Frills until April 23rd. This week, get selected varieties of Breyers Frozen Dessert or Chapman's Ice Cream for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No Frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details.
Masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
They plow our roads, fix what's broken, and care for our community. But Markham City workers are being denied fair wages and fair schedules. These are real people who keep our city going, and they need us. Email Mayor Scarpitti and your counselor. Tell them to do the right thing. Tell them to stand up for fairness. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. Let's show up for the workers who show up for Markham, because every worker deserves dignity, respect, and fairness. Thank you from QP 905.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Driven by Lexus on the Park. Visit lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton.
Well, we've got a collision-free drive so far this morning along your major highways. All overnight construction gone as well. If you're heading out, slowdowns westbound on the 401 from Thixton through Salem. We've also got a couple of delays on the DVP south of the 401 through Lawrence, eastbound on the Gardner, slowdowns from the South Kingsway through Dufferin, and your 410 busy south of Sandalwood. Drive into your locally owned and operated Mr. Lou for warranty approved oil changes and same-day tire services. Mr. Lou, proudly Canadian, no appointment needed. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Thank you, Lisa. Music coming up from Chris Young and Kane Brown and the Eli Young Band. This is George Burge and Cowboy Songs on New Country 93.5.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. I take one of both, just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying. She only dances the cowboy songs. She only dances the
this place. And I gotta find her.
George Verge, Cowboy Songs, New Country 93.5, 6:24 on your Tuesday. Paul with you, an 83-year-old woman in Colorado named Bobby Oxford. Finally got to fulfill her lifelong dream of driving a race car. Her brother raced. She always wanted to, but no one would let her back then because she was a girl. Times have changed. A seniors charity, the organization, Wish of a Lifetime, they made it happen for her at Pikes Peak International Raceway last month. They didn't let her go quite as fast as NASCAR drivers, but she got up to around 90 at the Pikes Peak International Raceway. Here is Bobby Oxford talking about the experience.
I'm holding the steering wheel, and my heart is beating so fast. And the adrenaline just starts at my feet and just goes up and into my arms and into my hands. What really attracted me to racing was my brother, his camaraderie with his friends. When they would race, the support, the affection of their friendship came right through. Couldn't believe I was driving a NASCAR race car on a bona fide track.
Isn't that great? And it's a little bit heartbreaking just to think about young Bobby seeing her brother have such a good time with all the friends and stuff around there and then not being able to take part in that. So you just like, you know, just sometimes, you know, people raise their eyebrows or whatever, the idea of inclusion, but it's just so truly important to just want to be a part of groups as we go through this little life of ours. I like that story. Way to go, Bobby. Racer around the track. Terrifying, but awesome. Here's the Eli Young Band. Loving New Country 93.5.
Hotels are made for two night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love. Just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on the sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't you calling me cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. I mean, I know what love is, girl, but I know what love ain't. Come on, let me show you what.
Ours is the only planet with country music and cold beer. So let's keep her spinning. Happy Earth Day from New Country.
My buddy Brandon holds a record. Single
a season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know. Big city we're in. When I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads. 'Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Paul McGuire Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Ah, spring. Ready to start your spring organizing? Create space in your garage, closets, and basement with Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Buy Canadian. Store Canadian.
As parents, summers can be absolute chaos. Kids are off, you not so much, and the neighbors out in full force.
Brad, your front lawn, what's the secret, eh?
What if Sunwing could get you out? An all-inclusive package where everything's included, even a summer's worth of activities, makes planning every day easy, and an ocean view your morning ritual. Save up to $1,400 per pair when booking with
Sunwing. We're Canadian, don't you know?
Mark's Can't Miss Spring Event is on now. Until April 23rd, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring. Refresh your closet and save on jackets, jeans, hikers, and more. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Looking for unbeatable deals on your next Nissan? Oakville Nissan has you covered. Lease the 2025 Nissan Kicks Play S for just $60 a week, or step up to the Kicks S front-wheel drive for $70 a week. Both with a low $28.99 down payment and my choice bonus. Need more space? The 2025 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is yours for just $79 a week with $23.99 down and a $1,500 my choice bonus. And the best part, lifetime free oil changes, only at OakvilleNissan.com.
The GTA needs more homes. Amid economic and tariff uncertainty, building homes builds our economy and industries while protecting jobs. But building homes takes too long and costs too much. Governments must take action now to eliminate the HST on new homes and reduce development charges. This will make homes more affordable and provide much-needed housing in the GTA. Building homes builds Canada's economy and protects Canadian jobs. Learn more at buildgta.ca/homesforcanada.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Served by Red Lobster and Red Lobster's Gloat. The greatest lobster fest of all time, featuring all-star lobster dishes. Only at Red Lobster.
Eastbound 401 Express at Hero Ontario. We've got a crash cleanup in the left lane. We do have heavier delays through Mavis and the 400 southbound past Highway 9. We've got a collision reported left lane block. If you are heading along that stretch, once again, seeing delays from 5th Line. A lookout this morning along the DVP and the Gardner Expressway, filling in fairly typically for your Tuesday back to work. The Ford It's a Big Deal event is on. Time to get a big deal on a 2025 Bronco Sport Big Ben. Visit your Toronto area Ford store today. And they say at once.
Toronto's new country.
Thank you, Lisa. Music on the way from Zach Top and Post Malone and Blake Shelton. Right now, Thelma and James. Happy Ever After You. New Country. 93.5.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest. Yours, I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind, probably more, to cover up this old tattoo.
I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me, circa 2019, don't know why I kept. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
I got a new blue Chevy in my front yard, under the dogwood where our names are carved, and my pride's parked in that same spot. Guess it'll be
too late now. I got memories walking around this house that just won't turn to dust. I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself till my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you. I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and you know you. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
Thelma and James, Happy Ever After You, New Country 93.5, the debut single from Mackenzie Porter and her husband Jake and their new duo, Thelma and James. I'm told there's about 30 more songs that they've written since deciding to start writing after being together for 10 years. There are about 30 more songs on the way from Thelma and James. It is Earth Day today. Apparently we feel eco-guilt all the time. We'll dig in after Post Malone and Blake Shelton on New Country.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
You know what today is?
No, why don't you tell me?
You don't know? Today is Earth Day.
Earth Day. And Earth Day Heist.
Much better than Earth Day.
Earth Day?
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
Start a recycling program for Earth Day.
You recycle?
We recycle everything.
Best Earth Day ever. Holla.
Happy Earth Day.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
It is Earth Day today. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Apparently, a lot of people experience eco-guilt. That's something that's pretty common, you know, because every day's kind of Earth Day. This is according to a new report. The average person experiences 48 days of eco-guilt every year. If you break that down, we feel eco-guilt four times a month, or once a week. 31% of people say they feel guilty about wasting food. 29% feel guilty about trashing items that could have been recycled. 27% feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. Sometimes guilty of that. Overall, 50% of people say they're more likely to do something that isn't environmentally friendly when they're rushed or stressed, like not recycling, avoiding single-use plastics, and bringing reusable bags, bottles, or containers when out shopping. 73% of people say they wish they were more environmentally friendly than they are today. And 33% are actively looking for ways to reduce their eco-guilt. Millennials and Gen Zers more likely to feel eco-guilt than older folks. Do we not believe that the recycling programs work? Is that the problem? Many say that might be because they grew up with more information on climate change and environmental issues. The kids today, they're watching out for us. Does that mean we don't have to worry about it? No, it doesn't. They leave stuff on all the time. As the dad, I walk around like turning lights off all day. Isn't that? Every day is Earth Day. Got to turn lights off all the time and computers and stuff. That's what I do for the Earth. Here's Zach Top, New Country, 93.5.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. And she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not.
11th, the Departure Comedy Festival takes over Toronto, and you don't want to miss it. See Dave Chappelle, How Did This Get Made? Live, Trevor Wallace, Pete Holmes, Harlan Williams, Carolyn Ray, Leslie Liao, and more. Individual tickets are on sale now, and get an insider look with the Comedy and Culture Pass, with shows, keynotes, panels, and exclusive screenings at the Departure Conference. Tickets and passes at DepartureTO.com.
Zero. That is the number you need to remember when thinking CUPWC or pontoon boat. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking to hit the water with the best offer this summer, then let us help you find the ride that's right for you. Right now, enjoy 0% financing for up to 36 months or savings of up to $1,500 off a CUPWC or up to $5,000 off a Sea-Doo Switch pontoon. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $55 million, plus an estimated four Max Millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $55 million, plus an estimated four Max Millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpetian Council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpetian and your councillor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture,
where smart people shop for furniture since 1943.
It's worth the drive to Parks.
Do you have a big piece of junk you wish would disappear?
Would you happily pay to make it go away?
How does $89 sound?
Did you just promise that we would haul away any first item for just $89?
Yes. Wasn't that the plan?
Well, it is now.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
let the party begin.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will haul away the first thing you point out. Anything two strong people can carry.
For just $89.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
Eastbound 401 Express at Hero, Ontario. We've got a collision cleanup currently in the left lane, leaving for heavier backups from past Mississauga Road. Taking a look out on the westbound 401, delays continue out of the Whitby Ajax area. Slowdowns now past Nielsen on through Kennedy. Delays past the DVP off and on through Bayview. Southbound 404 down Valley. Slowdowns this morning for Finch down through to about Eglinton. And eastbound on the Gardner, we've got heavier delays through Kipling on toward Royal York and busy from the South Kingsway on through Dufferin. Pella's durable, innovative windows are made to look great and they're built to last. For a home built on quality, visit our showrooms in Toronto and Oakville or Pella.com. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Music coming up from Russell Dickerson and Megan Maroney. Here's Josh Ross. The song's called Trouble. The new country, 93.5.
I don't want to spend another night alone reaching for the space you left in our bed tonight. So I guess we'll call some buddies up, get gone, take another shot in some Broadway town. I might give you a drunk dial just to tell you what you are.
Trouble, New Country 93.5. Josh, playing the Guitars and Gasoline Festival in Calabogie, Ontario. It's near Ottawa, a 4-hour drive from here. That's in June. That's as close as he gets for a while. Russell Dickerson on the way. Here's Megan Maroney. Am I okay? New Country 93.5.
Check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate.
Soundtrack is country. We ride for the blue and white. Go Leafs, go. Toronto's new country is Leafs country.
In a blue Tacoma, California, white magnolia in your hair. Rays of gold are shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California, ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here.
California, California. melting to the blacktop. Dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss and that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder. Take it in, and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we've never been. This heaven's here. A blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Dreams of gold are shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here.
Need to know.
9 degrees, feeling like 5. It is 7:02 on your Tuesday morning. Good one to you. Cloudy today with a high of 15. The overnight low plus 3. Tomorrow's supposed to be the same, 15, but sunny. Last week's debates apparently didn't move needles. The Liberals still leading national polls, just slightly more than 43% of the vote, a little more than 5 points ahead of the Conservatives. An Elections Canada poll worker in the GTA has been reassigned to an administrative position after multiple complaints that they tried to influence voters. Apparently, a poll worker at a school in the King Vaughan region was trying to get people to vote for the Conservative candidate in the area. Elections Canada says the worker will no longer have contact with voters. Stick you in an office somewhere. What do you have to do to get fired? Seems kind of crazy. Still going to let them work there. Speaking of Elections Canada, they want you to know that your ballot will count whether you mark it with a pen or a pencil. Doesn't matter. Apparently, and I know this is shocking, false claims have been made on social media about elections and pencils. People posting stuff about voters being forced to use pencils to mark their ballots because there's a conspiracy afoot and pencil marks can be altered more easily, so voters should bring their own pens to avoid the possibility of ballot tampering. Elections Canada says this is all hogwash. My word, not theirs. Poll workers are required by law to provide voters with black lead pencils, but pen works just as well. So you can go ahead and bring one if you want. They say they use pencils because they don't dry up like pens do. And they don't leak, which can spoil your ballot. There you go. Conspiracy undone, I suppose. People are doing the ice bucket challenge again. Remember that from back in 2014? People were dumping buckets of ice on their heads on the socials to raise money and awareness for ALS. Well, it's been resurrected by the University of South Carolina. This time around, they're hoping to reduce the stigma around mental health and advocate for suicide prevention. So don't be surprised if somebody nominates you to get dumped on soon. The Jays got dumped on by the Astros last night. They lost 7-0. The first of their 3-game series in Houston. Game 2 goes tonight. First pitch at 8:10, but I have a feeling most people will be watching hockey. Game 2 tonight, Leafs Senators, the so-called Battle of Ontario. Good things grow in Ontario. Puck drop just after 7:30.
It's like bumping into an old friend and they haven't changed a bit. Yeah. It's the Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Music from Keith Urban, Morgan Wallen, and Cameron Whitcomb on the way. Here's Garth, Friends in Low Places, New Country 93.5.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. the last one to know, the last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. I slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Song of all time? It's in the running. Right there. Garth. Friends in Low Places. New Country 93.5. Some Cameron Whitcomb for you now. He's coming to Boots and Hearts this summer. I thought this was a pretty good clip to play on Earth Day. Here's Cameron talking about the fact that he's genuinely surprised that he's in the music biz.
I never thought I'd do music for a living. Honestly, bro.
What did you think you were going to do?
Man, I was going to dig holes the rest of my life. I was going to work on a pipeline. That's what I was doing before, you know? I was going to either cut down trees for a living or work on a pipeline. And then I don't know.
So you're an environmentalist.
That's right. I was like, yeah, I was just killing the planet one tree at a time.
Oh, man. Cameron Whitcomb, a whole bunch of fun to talk to. Saving the planet now with his music. Here he is with Quitter on New Country 93.5.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned because it will make this easy.